Hello, it's Thursday, April the 15th, and we're in the prophet Isaiah. We looked yesterday briefly at the opening verses of chapter 6 and the vision of the seraphs and their words, the Trisagion, as it's called. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. And at the sight of that holiness, the prophet was undone. He felt himself to be one whose lips were unclean. And then the seraphs take some coal, live coal, from an altar. And this is the altar of sacrifice. And symbolically touch his lips, declaring him, therefore, to be reckoned righteous. It is, of course, a gospel vision that Isaiah sees. And it impels him to obey a call. I heard a voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here am I, send me." He gives his life as a prophet in the ministry of the gospel in the late 8th century, but his message was a terrible message. He was not only told to go and preach this word of doom, but he was also told that nobody would listen to him. He knew in advance that his ministry was not going to be successful, because these people will eventually be taken into captivity in Babylon. He cries out, "How long will they remain hardened?" And the answer is, until they have been taken into exile and come back again. And God is being totally honest with the prophet. And I think it's a measure of Isaiah's loyalty and tenacity, that he persists in this vocation of his as the prophet of the Lord. God sometimes asks us to do things that we don't understand. God sometimes asks us to do things that we don't immediately see the fruit of. And, you know, there's a Christian subculture that if you have enough faith and enough activity and enough programs, that the church will grow. And the church will only grow provided it has the blessing of Almighty God. Sometimes God, to teach us a lesson, withdraws the light of his countenance. Sometimes he withdraws his hand. And I think that's what's taking place here in the 8th and 7th centuries BC. And Isaiah is being given a little glimpse, because they have disobeyed. They're not walking in obedience. They don't love God. Religion has become a sham. And God says, enough. And his patience, as it were, has run out, as the prophet Amos makes so very clear. For three transgressions and for four, Amos keeps saying. He is patient with three, but not for four or five. Well, that's Isaiah chapter 6. Tomorrow, no, not tomorrow. Tomorrow is Fun Friday, but next Monday we'll continue in chapter 7 of Isaiah, and a prophecy about the coming of the Lord Jesus in chapter 7. Well, we'll see you on Monday back in the prophet Isaiah. Have a wonderful day.